How do you decide which heifers to select or sell? Visual inspection alone leaves a lot to chance. Back your hunch with Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding and marketing decisions. Request a call at inheritprogress.com and ask about free TSUs to get you started.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray that your sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for any sister's listening today that this just helps to bring a lot of clarity to any trials that she's going through so that she can walk more perfectly in your will and know what it is so she can obey you. Ask all these prayers, your Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to guide you. You don't know what's going to come your way, so you really need to get familiar with his voice and obey him, okay? But once you do, you're going to experience a lot more persecution, and you can understand persecution because sometimes it's very subtle, okay, when you understand Bible prophecy, because a lot of times the same thing plays out in your own personal life. And talking about communism, okay, the fourth part of the Nebuchadnezzar beast. I want to make something clear before we go on with the Communist Manifesto. Communism is a spirit. So when I'm talking about communism, I want to help any sister make the connection spiritually, because you're not necessarily going to see it in government policies right away, okay? What you'll see prior to that is like a way of thinking, okay? And you're going to encounter persecution from people who won't think they're communists, okay? But they're thinking, when you understand that, when you go through the Communist Manifesto, it's communist, okay? Their belief system is, okay? And it's like a thought, a sort of like a thought pattern of judgment, okay, that you're going to encounter, and you want to be aware of it so you can spot it, okay, and know that it's wrong and cast it down, because it's extremely judgmental. It's really judgmental, and it will tell you that you're wrong and that you're bad. And if you're not rooted in the Word of God, okay, and understand these things from a spiritual perspective, you can get duped, and it's going to be bad, okay? Because what I want to explain is, communism may even sound like a good thing, okay? But especially because I've seen Christians think this way also, okay? And what happens is there's a shift, because a lot of times, like for example, when you look at the book of Acts, you have the early church, and all of them shared everything, okay? And they were doing well, okay? And that's a good thing, okay? But when you hear Christ speak in the book of Luke before the cross, he says, if this is what they do in the green tree, what will they do in the dry? There's a change that takes place towards the return of Christ, okay? You have to know about times and seasons. Again, this is the book of Ecclesiastes, okay, chapter 3. Things have changed, okay? And you see this, okay? In Matthew 25 with the five wise and five foolish virgins. They're not like that anymore. You know, the five foolish, okay, who come to them and ask them, okay, for their oil, they say, not so. Otherwise, there's not enough for you and me. And you see this again, okay, and I think it's the book of John, where John the Baptist says, you know, he that hath two coats, give to him that hath none. You're going to find, my beloved sisters in Christ, the Lord is going to give you one. Okay, during times of judgment, he's going to give you exactly what you need to be okay and no more. And what you're going to find is that these five foolish virgins, or just whoever, because you're going to find it from all different aspects are going to come and be judgmental, say, you're a Christian, you're supposed to be sharing, why don't you give what you have? And you're going to find the Holy Ghost is saying, no, because I took what they have. They're under a curse. They're under a judgment. You need to set them right and wax bold, okay? And once they repent, yes, you can bring them in. Yes, you can help them. Yes, okay? But not until that, up until that point, if you find yourself, okay, giving way, okay, to this judgmental thought process of communism and not walking according to the Spirit, you'll find you'll give, and then all of a sudden you're having a hard time, and you can be very confused. You can be like, why did God abandon me? Why isn't he helping me? I'm doing the right thing, and you're wrong. You're not doing the right thing, okay? The Lord didn't tell you to do that, okay, because he's judged them, and he's taken what they have, and until they repent, he's concerned about their souls. He's concerned about eternity, and that comes first, okay? Again, seek ye first the kingdom of God, then these things shall be added unto you, okay? And then once, yes, they do repent, okay, and are humbled, you'll see that the Holy Spirit will take care of them, okay, and will bring them in, but not prior to that, okay? I'll go ahead and leave that there. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son, and really humbling herself, asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and reading your KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done, reading again, and putting you first above all things. Ask all these praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Kroger, we work with local farms right in our own backyard to bring you food that's fresher than fresh. From homegrown watermelon that makes your mouth water to crisp corn picked right around the corner. Come pick out some yourself, because shopping for local produce should be as easy as shopping at your local Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.